Lightweight camp stoves will cook your cocoa in those high elevations. We're packing for our next adventure next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Lightweight camp stoves will warm your meals on any backpacking trip. Kim Swank with Sportsman's Warehouse brings out the gourmet meals.
A stove, that's one thing that's always in my backpack, something, and I like the lighter weight ones, like your isobutane stove, but there's your multi-fuel stoves as well that'll take like kerosene or your white gas. Those are really nice stoves as well. There's some things that are better on each stove. So your multi-fuel stoves, they burn a little bit better at higher altitudes and in colder weather. So if you're summiting a peak or something like that, you're above 10,000, maybe consider a stove like that. They're a little bit more bulky, but they definitely work better at those higher elevations and in the colder weather. I've used one here and there. I like them. They're a little bit more technical. You don't just turn it on. You got to sit and prep it. Pump them, they'll come with a pump. And your isobutane stoves, the plus with those is they're light. They compact so small. Some of them will come with a plastic case that you can slide them in. And the fuel, on the fuel canisters, I'll give about 2 days on the smaller canister, and that's my safety cushion. I'm sure you could get more than that, but I had to use one for a heater before just because like, we were hunting and it was so cold and we were kind of in bad shape, so I used it to heat us up a little bit, keep us warm. But yeah, your multi-fuel, they're pretty nice.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.